It's the Angels hosting the Tigers. Mike Trout making his first start in center field since May 5th. We'll hear more from him in a bit. But first, it's another Angel getting the offense going in the second.
He feels like he pitched a pretty good game his last time out. There's a swing and a high fly ball right field, fairly deep. JD going back at the fence. Gone. Right on top of the big wall in right field. Valbuena, second home run of the year.
Makes a big difference.
The 0-2 got him on the outside corner.
How about that?
Came back with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Now, Matt Shoemaker's average fastball is 91-92. Lifts the bat as the pitch comes in. Swing and a miss. Another splitter down.
Yep.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Another splitter.
That was one of the best right there.
Alex Avila strikes out, and Shoemaker strikes out the side. He's got seven.
Yikes.
There's a swing and a fly ball softly down the right field line. This is trouble, and that's going to drop for a base hit. Might be extra bases, and it will be. Maldonado motoring to second. He'll make it. A little bloop scores Maven from second. 3-0 Angels here in the fourth. There's a swing and a shot down the right field line off the bat of Valbuena. He's been a tough out tonight. J.D. bobbles it in the right field corner. Ron Renicki is going to weigh the runner. Escobar around third, and he will score without a throw. The 1-0.
Oh.
High fly ball, left center field, way back and gone.
The Halos blank the Tigers 7-0 as the Michigan native Matt Shoemaker beats his hometown club to earn his second win of the season. J.D. Martinez went 1-for-3 in his first game of the year. Martinez had been on the DL all season long with a sprained ligament in his right foot. Brad Ausmus's squad could only muster 4 hits in Friday's series opening loss against the Angels. Here's the skipper talking to reporters after the game.
I don't know if it was baffling for me. Shoemaker's kind of stuck it to us since I've been here. I don't think we've ever hit him. I think especially in this ballpark, he's just pitched extremely well against us. And today was no different.
What did he have that maybe surprised you based on what he has been able to feature this season with rather mixed results?
Well, the velocity was up a little bit early in the game. His split was good. You know, the split and slider combo, but the split was really the pitch that he goes to. And he's better against right-handed hitters, and we're a predominantly right-handed lineup. It's pretty simple, and it's probably the reason he's had success against us in the past as well.
What's the level of Jordan Zimmermann's confidence, in your opinion, right now?
You know, that's probably a better question for him. I do think, you know, we gave up 5 runs, but you look at way some of the runs were scored. You had the high chopper over the mound, which scored a run. You had a blooper down the right field line, which scored a run. You had an infield single followed by a misplayed ball in right field that scored a run. You know, those are 3 of the 5 runs that he gave it up right there.
He thought he had some things figured out with moving his hands, holding his hands higher. Is he still searching, and to what degree is he still searching for that which he has had success with?
Well, I think he's searching for consistency with the fastball command and putting the breaking ball where he wants. It's the control that's the issue. The velocity was actually pretty good today, 92-94, which is good. And he threw some good breaking balls, but they just weren't consistently in the spots that he wanted them.
What might you have found in Chad Bell?
Well, you know, it's kind of – he didn't pitch – you know, Lloyd McClendon had him last year in Toledo and spoke very highly of him. We didn't see the guy that Lloyd was talking about spring training, and maybe now we're seeing what Lloyd had hinted at. So he's looked good in a couple outings, and, you know, as we can ramp up the stress, maybe he responds even better.
Is it frustrating, and to what degree might it be frustrating for you to see Sanchez give up another home run here?
Oh, you don't want to see it. You know, I don't want to see any of our players struggle or fail. So in that sense, it's a little bit frustrating.
How far is he away?
Sanchi
from finding it, from figuring some things out to getting to the point where you can put him in higher leverage situations.
I don't have a crystal ball. I'll let you know.
The Tigers and Angels continue their series Saturday. Lefty Derek Norris takes the mound for Detroit against Ricky Nolasco for the Halos.